I read a comment in one of our Facebook. Naka-Facebook kasi yung misa natin. And there was a comment written there that why is the bishop, why does he look like a Christmas tree? Paiba-iba do yung kulay ng mitre ko. Yeah, because in some church, ang mitre ng bishop, dalawa lang. It's white and red. Pero yung sa atin, pag anong season natin, sumusunod yung mitre ng bishop sa kulay ng liturgical season. Well, that is an Anglican tradition. Kaya pag may nagtanong sa inyo, bakit paiba-iba yung kulay ng mitre? Sabihin mo, we follow the Anglican tradition. The Anglican tradition is bishops wear their mitres depende sa color ng season. Okay? So I can wear red, I can wear white, but I choose to go by the color of the liturgical season. Okay? So para lang yan sa FYI, for your information, so you know. Anyway, today, we have a gospel for this Sunday that is so packed with meaning. Ito yung isa sa mga nagugustuhan ko talagang kwento sa Bible. This story in our gospel today has been read to me many times by my mother. It has been read to us in our school. Ang dami kong kwento na narinig dito. And until now, every time I read this story in the gospel, it still excites me. And it still gives me new meaning all the time na binabasa ko to. Sa pakadami ng mga meaning na makukuha natin dito, I had to pray. I had to ask God, what would you want me to share? Yung gusto mo lang. Kasi kung pabayaan ako ng Diyos, kahit abutin tayo ng 5 oras dito, hindi ko mauubos ang gusto kong i-share. No? But I will stick to what God wants me to share. But before we go to the gospel, let us just look at the first 2 readings. Our first reading today, maganda yung hamon ng Diyos sa atin. No? Come, buy bread without money. Okay? Pwede ba yun? Okay? Bumili ka ng tinapay na walang pera. Okay? Come, buy milk. Okay? Buy food without money. Anong ibig sabihin niya? Sabi niya, may mga bagay na nabibili ng pera mo but cannot satisfy. If you notice, the things that we try to acquire for ourselves, yung talagang gusto natin at binibili na natin. Okay? The things that we try to acquire, sa akin yan, para sa akin yan. The things that we try to get for ourselves, by ourselves, don't really satisfy. Amen? Hindi nagsasatisfy yan. There is something in us, all of us, that really longs for something may hinahanap tayo sa buhay natin. And sometimes we instead of looking into your heart, instead of reflecting and contemplating in your heart, you try to solve it. No? Yung longing na yan, you're trying to quench a thirst by buying things. Okay? Sino ba sa inyo bago matulog nakatingin kayo sa Shopee? Diba? Bago matulog, magsha-Shopee muna. Okay? Kinabukasan, after 3 days, after 4 days, magsisisi ka sa mga binili mo. Maiisip mo na, ba't ko binili to? Okay? You know, it's just that there's a longing inside you and you want to satisfy that. And the Lord is saying to us, you know, why use up your money for things that cannot satisfy? Yun ang sinasabi niya dito. Sabi niya that we have to listen to God. Sabi niya, incline your ear to me. You'll never be satisfied by things that you just acquire. The things and material things that you're trying to fill your life with. Sabi niya, incline your ear to me. Makinig ka sa akin. You want something that would truly satisfy your life? You know, it's not going to come through the things that you acquire and you have and you buy and you get. It comes by giving yourself to listening to God. That will bring satisfaction in your life. Anong nasa second reading natin? Well, sa second reading natin, it talks about empathy. You know, sinasabi ni St. Paul sa letter niya, I wish, sabi niya, to be honest, God is my witness. Because the people of Israel is always rejecting Christ. They're not listening to Christ. They reject Him constantly. And so they are cursed, and they're separate from Christ. Sabi ni St. Paul, I wish I will be like my people. I wish I could be like them, cursed, apart from Christ, so that I can win them. You see, minsan, parang ano tayo yung mga tao na, ba't hindi natin nararamdaman yung problema ng iba? Kasi hindi natin nararanasan. We don't experience it. Many times, we see people needing us, needing help from us. Minsan, ayaw natin talagang tumulong. Sapilitan tayo. Pero yung problema ng isang tao na naranasan mo rin, problems that people come to you and asking you for help at naranasan mo yung problema na yan, tumutulong ka. Why? Because you feel. You know? Ang palagi kong ginagawang example, yung taong pumunta sa'yo at humihingi ng pagkain dahil nagugutom siya. Minsan kahit wala kang pagkain, hahanapan mo talaga ng pagkain. Bakit? Marami ka bang pera? So sobra ba yung pagkain mo? No, you begin to help that person because you understand how it feels na walang laman ang tiyan, naintindihan mo. Bakit? Naranasan mo rin yan. That's why meron tinatawag na empathy. And today, makikita natin yan sa gospel. Bakit yung Lord natin tumutulong talaga sa atin? Okay, why is Jesus so enthusiastic to help us? Why? Why? Because we have a God who is compassionate. The word compassion, ko, means with. Passion is suffering. So God is with us in suffering. He understands. He knows what we are going through in life. Many times, pag may problema tayo, mas kinikwento natin yung naghahanap tayo ng tao na nakakaintindi sa atin, and we tell them our problem. If there is someone who knows your problem very well and who has experienced the same problem that you have, it's Jesus Himself. That's why when He helps you not because of the necessity na kailangan niyang tulungan ka, obligado siya. No. He helps you because of His compassion for you. No, He suffers with you. Yung nararamdaman mo, nararamdaman ng Diyos. And we will see that in the gospel today. Okay? In the gospel today, ang gospel natin nag-umpisa siya, but you know, something happened before this gospel, something happened. Ano bang nangyari bago nangyari itong story natin? Ang nangyari dito was St. John the Baptist, yung cousin ni Jesus. Someone who is close to Him. Someone that He knows very well. Someone that is related to Him. Someone who understands His ministry. You know, kung may taong nakakaintindi sa'yo, di ba, napakasarap ng buhay. If there is someone in this world who can really understand you, ang hirap kaya maghanap ng tao na nakakaintindi sa'yo. And here comes Jesus. Here comes Jesus. He has John the Baptist, the person that really understands Him, understands His ministry more than anyone else. He is the forerunner of Christ. He know the Messiah is coming. He recognized Jesus as the Messiah. Tapos, pinatay. You know, suddenly, dahil sa inggit, dahil sa, you know, yung galit, pinatay siya. And here comes John's disciples coming to Jesus, telling Him, wala na yung kaibigan mo. You just lost a friend, you know. This week, I lost a very good friend of mine. Itong week lang na to. He died in a heart attack. So, very young, very energetic. Kasama kami naglalaro ng tennis noon. And you know, he was in the tennis court when it happened. Bumalik lang siya sa car niya, may kinuha siya sa kotse niya, hindi na siya bumalik sa court. Nung hinanap siya ng mga kasama niya, he was there sitting down inside the car and wala ng buhay. Ganon kaikli ang buhay natin. Ganon kabilis matapos. You know? Without expecting it, he died. And you know, when I heard about that, it really saddened my heart. Nalungkot ako. And I asked Deacon Boy to help me kasi hindi ko alam yung bahay niya. We went there and talked to his family. The same thing with Jesus. Jesus just lost a very important person in his life, someone who understands him. And he wanted to go to a solitary place. He doesn't want to go with people at the time. Okay? Yung malungkot ka, yung mabigat yung puso mo, you want to be alone by yourself. So you can talk to God, so you can pray, you can, you know, pick yourself up. But then, nung nandun na siya, eto na yung gospel natin, while he was there with his disciples to a solitary place, people came to him. Hinahanap siya. And there, wanting to have time for himself, he could not. Because people are there, humihingi ng tulong sa kanya. And dito mo makikita ko anong klaseng Diyos ito. Instead of putting himself first, he started to look at the people with compassion. May compassion siya. Nararamdaman niya, they are like sheep without a shepherd. Parang mga bata na walang magulang. Yun ang nakikita ni Lord sa kanila. And instead na isipin niya ang sarili niya, pwede niya namang sabihin niya, umuwi muna kayo, bukas na lang kayo bumalik. You know, I'm having problems of my own. I'm sad. I'm you know, I'm not feeling good. I'm depressed. Tomorrow I'll minister to you. Jesus did not do that. Okay? So the first thing we need to realize in our life, you are not a burden to God at all. It is His joy. The second thing is this, kung saan pa yung may problema ka, humihingi ka ng solusyon sa Diyos, pupuntahan ka ng tao na mas mabigat ang problema sa'yo at humihingi ng solusyon sa'yo. Why is that? Does it happen to us? Yeah, it happened to me many times. And now as a bishop, it happens all the time. Kung saan pa yung mabigat yung puso ko, people will come and talk to me. Why? Because we have to realize, ang solusyon ng problema natin is not to think of ourselves. Ang solusyon ng problema, ng lahat ng problema natin, is to think of others. Kinukuha ng Diyos yung isip natin sa sarili natin pag nalulungkot, pag may problema tayo, iniisip natin ang sarili natin, ang problema natin. And so God, what does He do? He gives you someone else na may problema rin. So you stop thinking of yourself. You think of others. Amen? Yan sabi ni Bishop Ricardo sa akin noon. When he installed me, when I was installed as a parish priest, sabi niya, oh, hindi ka na pwedeng, you know, you will not have time for yourself anymore. Pag may problema ka, malulungkot ka, you know. People will come to you. Okay? Amen? When you are in need, when you are facing problems, God will send you someone to help, okay? Someone to minister to get your mind away from yourself and think of that person. Paano naman yung problema ko? Well, when you take care of others, guess what? God takes care of you. Amen? So, eto nangyari. So what happened now? The people came. May problema si Jesus, malungkot si Jesus, the people came and he ministered. The first thing he did was teach them. Okay? By the way, this gospel, itong kwento na to sa gospel, you will find this in the four gospels. Nandito sa John, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Ito lang yung kwento sa gospel na makikita mo sa lahat ng accounts ng gospel. Okay? Well, there was another one, yung resurrection ni Jesus. Ayun. Okay, makikita mo rin sa apat na gospel yan. And why is this? It's because probably yung story na yun, the story of Jesus multiplying bread for the 5,000 is so, so significant, so important to the early church, to the disciples, that they wrote it down in the four Gospels. Importante sa kanila. And looking at the Gospel today, there is so much we can learn from Jesus on how to respond to a crisis situation. Ito na lang yung ifo-focus ko. Ang mga daming lessons na makukuha natin. But you know, the lesson that I would like us to see today is Jesus teaching us how to respond to a crisis situation in our life. Okay? To problems that we are presently going through as we speak. Okay? When we are caught up with problems, na nagugulat tayo pag nagka-problema tayo sa pamilya, sa mga anak natin, sa finances natin, sa trabaho natin, sa simbahan natin, sa mga kasama natin. When we begin to face problems like that, meron kang problema sa relasyon mo dito sa simbahan, people would just go away, aalis na lang sa simbahan. Ang sasabihin nila, hindi ko tinatalikuran ng Diyos, tinatalikuran ko lang yung simbahan na to. Well, it's the same thing. You turn away from the church where God puts you, you are turning away from God. That is one thing people don't understand. Hindi nila naiintindihan yan. Why? Because they respond according to their pain, according to their hurt. Now, today in our gospel, Jesus is teaching us how to respond when we are caught up in a crisis situation. Okay, so let me just point out what I call the essential elements. Yung mga importanteng elements. There's so many elements that you will find here in our gospel today. But the essential elements needed to multiply the resources, our resources in times of scarcity. Yan ang problema natin ngayon. You know, with inflation going up, with corruption in our country, people are going hungry. Minsan, dadaanan pa tayo ng bagyo. Kung saan pa yung wala na tayong pera, babagyuhin pa tayo. And you, we are faced up with so much problem in our nation, in our family today. And sometimes we have to deal with scarcity. Kulang yung resources natin. Kulang yung mga gamit at kailangan natin. And Jesus is teaching us today how to deal with scarcity. And I would like to point three elements that you need, okay? That we need in facing a crisis, a problem of scarcity. First of all, Jesus does not agree with the solution of his disciples to dismiss the crowd. You know, nung lumapit yung crowd, 5,000 men, not counting the women. Hindi bilang yung mga babae, hindi bilang yung mga bata. Lalaki lang ang bililang. 5,000 of them came to Jesus. Jesus ministered to them, helped them, tinuturuan ni Jesus and everything. Then, medyo dumidilim na, medyo nawawala na yung liwanag. The disciples, take note, they were the ones who noticed na madilim na. Si Jesus, minister lang ng minister eh. And the disciples said, Lord, pauwiin muna sila. You know, sometimes they're like that, di ba? Sometimes our leaders would be there, you know, time to go. Alis na. Oras. So the disciples said to Jesus, you know, Jesus was not even aware. He's aware of everything, I believe. But it was time to minister. And the disciples, Lord, send the crowd away. Pauwiin muna sila, dumidilim na. Bakit kung dumidilim na? Diba? Pag may bisita ka ng, may nagbumisita sa bahay mo ng alas 9, tapos mamaya alas 11:30, nandyan pa rin sa bahay mo. Anong iniisip mo? Alas 9 ng umaga pumunta, diba? Tuwang-tuwa ka, 9 o'clock. Lalagyan mo ng merienda ngayon, diba? Juice, tinapay. Okay, tuwang-tuwa ka. Mamaya pagtingin mo, alas 11 na, nandyan pa rin. Mamaya, 11:30 na. Oh, 11:30 na, nandito pa. Parang walang balak umalis. Mamaya nakikita mo, 11:45 na, nandyan pa rin, di ba? Anong iniisip mo? Okay? Kaya nga nagmamadali ako kahapon. Diba? Kasi mag-aalas 12 na, nandyan pa yung bisita. Anong iniisip mo? Ha? What are you thinking? Yung iba, ayaw magsalita eh. Diba? Iniisip mo, dito na siguro kakain to. Okay lang pag puno ang ref. Okay lang kung malapit lang yung mga kainan dyan, you know? Food panda na lang, di ba? Text na lang. Grab, no? Pero paano pag wala? Walang pagkain yung rep mo. Di makikita ngayon ang bisita mo, walang-wala kayo. Okay? Ganon din yung mga disciples. Lord, it's getting late. And you know what? What they suggested, the solution to the problem, kasi mukhang hindi naaalis tong mga to, ang sabi nila, send the crowd away. Okay? What do? When we are caught up in a situation like that, we dismiss the problem. And Jesus did not agree to the solution. Anong problema nila? 5,000 na tao. 5,000. May bisita kang 30 sa bahay mo, problema na yan eh. No? Pero yung bisita mo, 5,000, hindi pa bilang yung mga babae. Sabihin na lang natin, may asawa lahat yon. Di, another 5,000, di 10,000. May anak na 2. Ilang tao yun? And the disciples' solution to the problem, dahil kakain ang mga yan, nagugutom na, the solution was send them away, dismiss them, get rid of them. And sometimes that's the problem we have as a people. When we're caught up in a problem, caught up in a situation of scarcity, what is the best that we can do? Dismiss the problem. Send your problem out. Get rid of them. Okay? Jesus does not agree with the solution of disciples to dismiss the crowd. It's another way of saying we can do nothing for them. Let them look after themselves. Yan ang ibig sabihin yan, you know? Send them away. Wala tayong magagawa sa kanila. We're helpless. Okay? So just send them away. Many times in our lives, we are like that. Pag may problema tayo, we automatically see a problem, not an opportunity. Okay? Pag nakakita tayo ng isang sitwasyon sa buhay natin na hindi tayo familiar, hindi tayo comfortable, we always look at it as a problem, not as an opportunity. Okay? How did it come? Tapos hindi pa sila nakontento, they were not contented. Ang sabi ni Jesus sa kanila, anong solusyon ni Lord? Dahil ayaw ni Lord na paalisin yung mga tao. He never agrees. And as Christians, bilang mga Kristiyano, sometimes we have to learn. Don't develop a dismissive attitude. May pumuntang mahirap. Alis na. Wala akong pera ngayon. Alis. Diba? Dismiss. Pero ito yung utak ng Diyos eh. When someone comes to you, when you're caught in a situation, no, you don't dismiss it. You do something about it. You do something about it. The solution was dismiss. Dismissal. Send them away. And Jesus said, no. You do something. Wow. So nung sinabi yan, in another gospel, the same story in the Gospel of John, they started to become sarcastic. No? Nagiging sarcastic na sila. Sabi nila, oh sige, sige. 200 denarii yung 8 buwan na sweldo natin. Sige, kaya ba yan? Ganyan yung tao, pag wala na magawa, you become sarcastic, di ba? Oh Lord, sige. So, yeah, 800 months wages, what can it do? They're trying to be sarcastic with Jesus. You know? The problem, why we begin to dismiss the problem and the situation, we dismiss it, it is when we begin calculating the cost that we tend to be more inclined to dismiss the problem rather than doing something about it. Mahilig tayo mag-calculate. Ang utak natin, calculator na kaagad dyan eh. No? Ganon din yung utak ng mga disciples noon. When they see the problem, they immediately calculate. I'm not against planning. I am not against counting the cost. But you see, if you constantly calculate things in your mind, the tendency is sometimes you begin to focus on what you don't have rather than what you do have. Amen? Mahilig ka mag-calculate. Yeah, minsan kailangan gawin. Pero pag ganyan palaging takop ng utak natin, every time may sitwasyon, karo pera ko. Magkaroon pera natin. O, ganun kaagal, calculating. Diba? Kaya minsan sa restaurant, you know, one time, may sinama ako, kasama ko sa church. Pumunta kami sa restaurant, magbo-blow out ako. So sabi ko sa kanila, o order kayo. Sabi ko, ito lang orderin natin, ha? Kasi yung funds ko limited. So sabi ko, umorder lang kayo ng ganito, umorder lang kayo ng isang drink. Okay. Walang problema. So kain na kami. Sarap na sarap kami sa pagkain. Mamaya, nung magbabayad na ako, sabi ng waiter sa akin, Father, bayad na po. Sabi ko, ha? Hindi pa ako nagbabayad. Father, bayad na po. Sabi ko, sino nagbayad? Tinuro niya, merong isang matandang babae doon sa dulo. Sabi ng matandang babae, sabi ko sa kanya, okay? Sabi ng mga kasama ko, sana nang order pa tayo ng marami. Di ba? Ba't hindi na kaagad kayo umorder ng marami? Kulang eh, kinalculate nyo na. Hindi nyo alam na sa araw na yan, libre pala. Okay? The same thing with the disciples. We tend to calculate things right and there and then. Pag may problema, calculate kaagad. So, instead of focusing in what you have, you then begin to focus on what you do not have. You begin to focus on what you cannot do instead of what you can do. Yung pwede mong gawin, hindi mo na naisip yon. Ang iniisip mo ngayon, yung hindi mo pwedeng gawin. Yung hindi mo kayang gawin. Then you begin to focus on that. So what happens next? You just dismiss the problem. You know? Get out. Okay? But Jesus is different. When the disciples dismiss even the 5 loaves and 2 fish, alam mo, sabi nila kay Jesus, we have nothing. Go, send them away, we have nothing. And in the Gospel of John, nakasulat doon, then, sabi ng isang disciple, merong bata dito. Meron siyang 5 tinapay at 2 isda. Iniisip ko nga eh, ano, hinold up nila yung bata? O siguro naman yung bata nag-volunteer. Ano? Kasi yung mga bata, very sensitive yan, di ba? Pag may sakit yung mama nila, may sakit yung kapatid nila, and some children say, ah, ako na lang gagawa nito, I'll do this for her. So very sensitive. So the boy must have volunteered to give him the bread and the 2 fish. And so the disciple said, you know, we have 5 loaves and 2 fish. Tapos sabi nila, we have nothing. Huh? 5 loaves and 2 fish. And they said, we have nothing. For them, it was nothing. But for Jesus, it's not nothing. Eh, Bishop, 5 tinapay, 2 isda, 5,000 people. That's nothing. Well, you see, that's the problem with calculating. The things that are available, you don't put attention to them anymore. You consider it's nothing. But with Jesus, even the little things that we have is not nothing to Him. Amen? Jesus, do you know that cannot begin a miracle without something? Pwede namang ganyan ni Jesus yung kamay niya. Magic, meron ng tinapay kaagad. Pero hindi siya magician. Yan lang problema. Jesus is not a magician. Pwede niyo i-magic yun. You see, when Jesus does a miracle, He starts with something. It doesn't matter how small, how insignificant, how valueless it is, it has to be something. Jesus always does miracle with something, not with nothing. For them, 5 loaves and 2 fish is nothing. For Jesus, it's not nothing. 5 loaves and 2 fish for Jesus is something. Okay? Tapos yung binigay na tinapay, 5 loaves lang, 2 fish. At alam nyo anong klaseng tinapay yon? Sino nakakaalam? Oh, ito na. Sabi ng isa sa likod, pandileche. Okay. You know what kind of bread the boy brought with him? Okay, you will find this in the Gospel of John. Wala sa Matthew. Pero parehong kwenta to. Parehong kwento. Pero sa John's Gospel makikita mo. Sabi niya, it's a barley loaves. Barley. Anong significant? Bakit talagang ninote ni John na barley yung tinapay? Bakit hindi wheat? Ha? Bakit hindi wheat bread? Bakit barley bread? You know why? Barley bread is the food for the poor. Yung may pera, yung may kaya, it's always wheat bread sa Israel. Sino kumakain bishop ng barley? Kabayo. Barley is used to feed the horses. Kaya talaga kung walang-wala ka na, wala ka ng pera, yun na lang, pagtsatsagaan mo yung pagkain ng kabayo. Lutuin nyo na rin, gawin yung tinapay para sa tao. Dahil mahirap nga ang buhay eh. So barley loaves, nakasulat talaga doon. 5 loaves, 2 fish, at hindi pa siya yung class na tinapay. Barley loaves. What is this gospel trying to tell us? Even the most insignificant resource that you have, do not underestimate what you have. Because in the hands of God, they can become something. Huwag mong ibaliwala yung maliliit na bagay na nasa kamay mo. Diba? Pag may problema tayo, anong unang iniisip natin? Yung wala tayo. Yung hindi natin kaya. That's the first thing that comes into my mind. Jesus is not like that. The first thing He does is that, yes, it's my responsibility. I'm not going to turn away people. Hindi yan solution ni Jesus na may problema ka, hindi niya kaya, papaalisin ka niya. It's never, God is never like that. He will always take you in, never dismissing you. The second thing we have to understand about God, it doesn't matter how small and how insignificant the resources may be, God can always do something great with that little thing. And this is something we need to understand as a people. Kulang-kulang na ang buhay natin, ang daming pangangailangan, eto na lang yung sweldo ko. Maliit yan. Yeah. The second thing they did, what Jesus did to them, sabi niya, give it to me. Ayun. Yun ang sekreto doon. Kahit gaano kaliit ng bagay, how insignificant it is, the secret is in surrendering it, laying it before God. Yun ang kwento dito. Alam ni Jesus to. If it remains in your hands, that small thing will never save you. Amen? Hindi talaga yan makakatulong sa inyo. You understand what I'm saying? Kasi minsan, pag konti na lang, sasabihin pa natin, konti na lang, hawakan ko na to. O, tatanungin ko kayo, kaya ba kayong tulungan ng maliit na yan? Hindi rin. You know? Tell you a story. When I was ordained, I did not have much. Sa time na yon, hindi pa simbahan ang bumibili ng gamit. Kaya pag pari ka, ma-ordain ka, bilhin mo yung sarili mong gamit. And so I went to Manila, pamasahe akin, all the resources. When I say akin, galing sa parish, tumulong yung mga parokyano. So pamasahe. Wala ng budget para sa alb ko. Itong sinusuot, wala na akong budget. Yung gumagawa ng alb, ang singil sa akin is 1,008. Mura na yon. Ngayon, you get one of these, it's very expensive. 1,008. I had 200 left in my pocket. At iniisip ko, paano ko mababayaran yung 1,008? Baka pag-ordain sa akin, sasabihin sa akin, bayaran mo muna yung alb mo, hindi ka babasbasa ng obispo. So I had 200 pesos in my pocket. And I was thinking, I'm going to hold on to this. This is my last money. Diba? Palagi tayong ganyan. Last money ko na to. But I need 1,800. So what I did, the day before ordination, nag-attend ako ng service. There was a service. Suddenly, I said to God, you know, I have nothing. Kagaya ng mga disciples. But then I remembered my 200 and I said, with the little I have, I will give this to you. And I gave it to the offering. So, 200 last money, binigay ko sa offering. Anong calculation nyo? Wala na, di ba? Yeah. To make the story short, when I got ordained, when I went out from the church, hinarap ko yung naniningil sa akin, sa alb ko. Nung pinuntahan ko siya, sabi niya, bayad na po, Father. Sabi ko, sino nagbayad? Somebody paid. So iniisip ko, 200 lang pala yung bayad ng alb ko. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay? With the little that you have, if you give it to God. Kaya sabi ni Lord, give it to me. Okay? It doesn't seem to be enough, but when given to the Lord, He can turn it into something significant for us. There are only three elements that I would like you to see. It's the element that we observe every Sunday in the Eucharist. Makikita natin sa Eucharist yan. And Jesus took the bread and He blessed the bread. He broke it and gave it back to us in the communion. So tingnan nyo ha, He takes, He bless, and then He gives. That is the Eucharistic principle, and that is the element we need. The elements we need when we are faced up with scarcity and lack in our life. We are a Eucharistic people. So Jesus would take, He would bless, break, and give. Anong gagawin natin bilang mga tao? If Jesus takes, what do? We should surrender. Amen? Ang role natin, is to give, to surrender what we have to Him. Then, sabi niya, He would bless. So what do we do as a people? When we give, we thank Him and praise Him because He would bless. Yan ang attitude. Then, third, what does Jesus do after na binigay mo sa Kanya and He blesses it? What does He do? Huh? He gives it back to you. So what do we do when Jesus gives back to you? Receive it. So that is the Eucharistic principle that we should live by. Alam ko maraming problema sa mundo. Maraming kakulangan na nakikita natin sa buhay. Pero araw-araw, linggo-linggo when we come here, live the Eucharistic life. Live by those three elements. You surrender when you come to church on a Sunday. What is your burden? Ano bang problema mo? Ano bang hinaharap mo? What do you have? It may be little, it may be nothing for you, but to God, it's something that He can work on. You surrender it to God. You give it to God. It's yours. I put it into your hand. Then, be thankful to God. Pag binigay mo na, huwag mo nang isipin na, pero paano kayo babalik to sa akin? Wala na, you just give thanks to God. God would bless. Just like the bread, you know, I enjoy every Sunday, lalo na pag bata, when I see a little child coming to me, may daladalang gift sa offertory, and I watch that child, wow, so small, so little, so tiny, so insignificant. But the child brings something and God is able to multiply that. It's just like us, the church. We're so small, so little, but given to God as a people, our lives given to Him, He can bless us and give us back to the world as a magnificent blessing for the world. Kaya nga, we are blessed to be a blessing wherever God would send you. You become a blessing. Yan ang mission. Tayo ang tinapay din ng Panginoon. We are also the bread, the body of Christ. And when we surrender ourselves, surrender our family, surrender our community before God, yes, He would bless. He would take what you give and He would bless what you have given Him. Then He gives it back to you. Ganun din. Yung batang yan, maliit na nagbibigay dito minsan sa offertory, people who come to give their offertory, I look at them, I see that child, it's a small thing. Oh, I expect great things to happen. Pag nakita ko yan, may malaki na mangyayari. Now, in your life, you ask this question, what am I giving to God that seems so insignificant today in my life? Yung tithes natin, napakaliit lang naman ito, Bishop. Maliit lang naman yung tithes ko. Yeah, small. You give, Jesus will take. He will bless, you will give thanks and praise. Then He will give back to you good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. What do? We receive it. I take it from you, Lord. Amen. The next Sunday, I give again. And He blesses again. And He gives back to you. And you receive again. Then you give again. It's a cycle of abundance. It's a cycle of blessings coming into your life. I pray that you will have time this afternoon to meditate on these things. Mamayang hapon, pupunta ako ng Pulo. The same story. I will share it again in my homily. The same story. I will not get tired of listening to this story because it brings so much joy in my heart to see that our God is compassionate, so loving. Our God does not dismiss our problem. He always finds a solution to our problem. The second thing is, whatever I have, so little, if given to God, He can bless it and turn it into something great in your life and in my life. Mm-hmm.